hot pass is what I was trying to say. And that's a loss of 3 to the 36 of Wisconsin, second down and 13.
Awesome pursuit by everybody involved and allowed Wohler to get a little time to get over there by making him bubble back. He didn't get a clean run at it. Nice job of keeping contained and a nice job by Wohler.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Watson, the running back from the 36 of Wisconsin, second down and 13. 4.5 minutes left, second quarter, 17-6. Washington State leads Wisconsin. Ward gets the snap, wheels off to his left, looking, one pump. Now he'll pull it down and run to the 35, and he slides to the turf. Started the slide at the 34. He gets a couple, and it's third down and 11.
Really improved the last two drives. You're seeing more, and it's not bringing blitzes. It's guys getting off of blocks, forcing the quarterback to get out of the pocket, and then a really nice job of contain and effort to bring him down. We've seen that now. Thompson, we've seen Wohler, we've seen other people just chase and get him down, forcing a long third down here.
Sheffield slot left, Victor slot right. Third down and 11. Washington State at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Ward gets the snap, back to throw, looking. Pressured by Cheney, who takes down the quarterback outside the 45-yard line. Oh, big-time play by Jake Cheney, and that drives the Cougars out of field goal range.
What an important stand there. You're reeling a little bit. You get a strip sack. And the defense, building off of that confidence, stopping Washington State, holding the field goal. And that wasn't scheme. That was, I'm not going to let you block me. Cheney does a fantastic job of beating his guy, getting in there, and getting him down on the ground. That is a monster stand, keeping Wisconsin in this football game.
Well, he just blasted past Nakia Watson to get to the quarterback. Line of scrimmage, the 44 of Wisconsin. As Haber is on the punt, and his end-over-end kick sails to the near sideline, and that's perfectly placed. It allowed the Gunners to get down there, and they will down it near the 5-yard line of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 6 with 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in the first half. We'll take a break. 2:49 left in the second quarter. Washington State 17. Wisconsin 6. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Now at Menards, saving money in your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Right now, the Aneta Matte Black 52-inch LED indoor-outdoor ceiling fan is $139.95 after 11% rebate. View all of our ceiling fans in-store or on Menards.com. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Two minutes, 49 seconds left in the first half. Washington State 17, Wisconsin 6. The Badger defense coming up big, but now the Badgers offense starting deep in its own territory at the 6-yard line.
Gosh, what a turn. We're sitting up here, and I'll be honest, I was wondering, how are we going to stop this Washington State offense? We're blitzing, they pick up the blitz, we don't have any pressure. And the way you stop it is by getting after the quarterback, whether it was Cheney there, which was a great job of beating the former Badger Watson on a blitz pickup, or guys just not letting you get blocked, getting some pressure, making him move, and then swarm to get after him. So Wisconsin's defense, I think, really gained some confidence on holding Washington State to that field goal, and then you're put in a really tight spot after the strip sack by Stone, and it could have easily been up. Here we go. And that's the kind of stuff that you're looking when you're building a character of your football team. Can the defense come out and help you out when your offense doesn't? Now, the offense needs to say, you know what, thank you, defense. Let's go get some points here in the last 2 minutes and 49 seconds of this half and get back in this football game and calm things down. Because I think finally, I think from up here, you feel like the defense now has figured some things out that can slow down this offense.
We'll see if the Badgers can get going here. By the way, we're sitting here with less than 3 minutes left in the first half. Braylon Allen has one carry.
That's not ideal.
No. He has three catches. Ches Malusi with six carries for 16 yards. I mean, they're just, you know, Wisconsin just has been unable to generate much offense. Our official stat screen is behind a couple of game minutes here. So
bunked up.
But and the point is, they just they've not been able to get, he's had no chance to get going here so far. Talking about Braylon Allen. He's in there right now. This would be a good time to get him going. You're backed up at your own six. Both teams have two timeouts available, and here we go. Will Pauling slot to the right on first and 10, Wisconsin, at its own six-yard line. Mordecai will hand it to Braylon, and just going right up the middle and moving the pile up across the 10 to the 11-yard line. Gain of five. Talking with Luke Fickell this week. Says, I tell Braylon, give me those 5-6 yard runs. Just do it. Just wear down the defense if you can. 2:25 and counting left of the first half at the 11-yard line of Wisconsin. Second down and five. Mordecai looking to throw. Swings it left. Allen dropped the ball. But closing in was Gushikin, the nickel. Probably wasn't going to get a lot on that anyway. Third down and five for the Badgers at their own 11 with 2:15 left in the first half.
And we've seen Braylon Allen so far, I think seven catches last week. I think, Matt, you just mentioned, I know the stat thing is down a little bit, but three catches already. So finding ways to get him the football, still like seeing him getting it downhill, running it, but it is interesting to see how much you're trying to get him the ball out in space.
Three on the right, Chimray DK out to the left. Third and five for the Badgers at their own 11-yard line. Mordecai to throw. Washington State sending five to the ball. Knocked loose. Backside again. Brennan Jackson scoops, and he takes it in for the touchdown. Ron Stone again forced it. Brennan Jackson the scoop and score, and it's 23-6, Washington State.
Recovered by the defense. Yeah, Nelson setting out at left tackle, and you know, he got beat short corner the last time. That was a really nice job by Stone of getting his outside hand, broke down Nelson's protection. The ball, don't want to say it needs to come out, but you're sitting there in a third and seven. A nice rush again by Stone, and that's his second big play that he's made. This time, not giving the defense a chance to slow him down because they scoop and score for the touchdown.
Nick Janikowski on to attempt the extra point. Just when you think Wisconsin might have a little something going, Washington State pounces, and the PAT is good. We'll keep it here with 2:08 left in the first half. It's now Washington State 24, Wisconsin 6. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
I mentioned that Washington State defense last year among the best of the Pac-12 in points allowed, tackles for loss, sacks. I mean, they held Caleb Williams to a season low, the Heisman Trophy winner, the great quarterback at USC, at pretty modest statistics in that game. Now the Badgers' offensive numbers are not even modest right now as Washington State has jumped all over Wisconsin, 24-6, 2:08 left in the half.
And that was a concern coming in. We all, you know, talked about how good these edge rushers are, and it's a home game, so it's loud, and it's a third and six there. And Nelson now, there's a lot going on in his head right now. He got beat on a short corner, and that was a really good move. That was a big-time move by Stone of getting into him and then chopping that outside arm, turning the corner, and then finishing the play. Wisconsin's going to have to figure some things out up front because that's two plays in the last two drives that have been critically poor.
Colton Thieker with the kick. Again, this will not be returned. Sails into and out of the end zone. And the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line with 2:08 remaining in the second quarter.
That's a lonely feeling. That's a lonely feeling when you're out there on the edge. And Wisconsin, with doing all the wide receiver and the spread stuff that we're doing, there's a lot of space. There's a lot of space for the defensive linemen to move too. So you have to be really dialed in. And I'm sure right now Jack Nelson's got 100 things going through his head.
He's dealing with Quinn Roth right now, who played well in last year's game against Wisconsin, junior out of California. First and 10 Badgers, their own 25-yard line. Skyler Bell motions right to left. Mordecai gets the snap, four-man rush, left side toss, caught by DK, turns it inside the numbers, across the 35, and up to the 36-yard line, gain of 11. Shaw Smith-Wade on the tackle, first down for the Badgers. Clock is running, a minute 55 left in the first half. Snap to Mordecai on first and 10. Tanner looking, toss to the left, caught by Skyler Bell. Up across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Now the first down, that'll stop the clock, where it should have, and now they're moving the clock. Under 2 minutes, it's supposed to stop until they're ready for play. And Wisconsin just lost about 5 seconds there. And the 46 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Mordecai back to throw, winds up, throws a deep right side. That is caught inside the 30-yard line. That was Will Pauling, brought down by Sam Lockett. Clock stops with a minute 24 left in the half.
Great route, but the protection. You ran some stunts. Nice job picking those up, giving him some time.
Looks like a penalty marker on the play here. See what we have. Here's a call.
Holding. Defense number 3. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a first down.
That's the corner, Cam Lamkin. So the Badgers now, with a minute 24 left in the half, have moved into Washington State territory at the Cougars 27. 24-6, Washington State leading. Pauling, Bell, and DK to the left. Allen and Rising Green to the right. Mordecai back to throw, four-man rush. Tanner guns it over the middle. That's caught by Pauling inside the 15-yard line and fights his way to about the 13. Lockett on the tackle. First down, Wisconsin. Clock stops a minute 17 left in the half.
This has been impressive so far. The protection has been good. They've been running some stunts. Stone is back in the game, so Nelson's going to be matched up there. Nice job of standing in the pocket and delivering it on time.
Clock is running. Three receivers left, one on the right for the 13-yard line. First and 10, Wisconsin. Penalty markers fly. False start, Wisconsin, it looks like.
False start. Offense, number 63. Five-yard penalty, first down.
On the center, Tanner Bordellini. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Yeah, a little flinchy, but this center's the way they massage and move and do all that stuff with the football. I don't like it.
50 seconds clock running, left in the half. First down 15 at the 18 of Washington State. Mordecai looks to throw, pressured. Sprints off to his right, chased by Jackson. Mordecai at the sideline inside the 15-yard line, forced to the chalk by Kyle Thornton at the 11. There's Mordecai again moving pretty well. Gain of 7, second down coming up, 39 seconds left in the half.
Love the awareness. He stayed in the pocket, wanted to make the throw. Pocket breaks down a little bit of leakage, and he turns the corner, has a little jets, and a nice run there by Mordecai.
Rice and Green wide to the right, three receivers to the left from the 11-yard line. Mordecai back to throw, looking left, under pressure. Mordecai flush to his left. Tanner inside the 20, and he'll throw it away. Good decision in the vicinity of Chimre Dike. Well beyond the pocket anyway, well outside the pocket and beyond the line of scrimmage.
Nice job by Braylon Allen. Washington State brought a little middle pressure, and he bowed up, did a really nice job sticking him right at the line of scrimmage. Love the fact that Mordecai got out of the pocket, and instead of, you know, keeping it, throwing it out of bounds, didn't lose that yardage, setting up here a 3rd and 7.
With 30 seconds left in the half, ball at the 11-yard line, Washington State territory, and the Cougars take a timeout. That is their second, so a chance to take a breath. 30 seconds left in the first half. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 6.
Whew, quick pace. And I can't tell you how difficult that is. You have a little bit going. You get the strip sack. And now you're back out there. Everybody's coming over there. What's going on? What's the matter? And Jack Nelson has done a nice job of getting back into it. He's done a much better job of holding up and giving Tanner Mordecai some time to throw the football, and nothing has changed. We're still going to do it. We're doing what we do. Down 24-6. You needed to go down and get points, and now we're in position to do that.
Patrick, what do you have?
You know, this hasn't been a work of art for Wisconsin offensively, but Tanner Mordecai has impressed me with his elusiveness and his speed. It's better and quicker than I even thought he was. He's a good athlete, but he's been able to evade some pressure, particularly on that last throw. It's a throwaway. It goes down as a zero in the stats, but his ability to escape and get away from that defensive end pursuit, I think he's showing something today with that and being able to scramble today. That's an element that is added to this Wisconsin offense.
They have a third down and eight at the Washington State 11-yard line. Green to the right, Pauling Bell and DK to the left. Braylon Allen to the right of Mordecai, who scans the Washington State defense. Keeping up defenders to the box, bringing pressure. Mordecai looks, throws, floats to the left side. End zone, broken up. Intended for Will Pauling. Flag down. Looks like they're going to get Kapena Gushik in there on the push-off. With 24 seconds left in the first half.
There is a flag in the end zone.
No, there's going to be offensive pass interference. Beg your pardon.
Look at
Will Pauling.
Offense, number six. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Repeat third down.
I'd see that again. We have 24 seconds left in the half. 24-6. Washington State, and that is a big, big penalty against Wisconsin.
Washington State dialed up a cross-dog blitz, which essentially is you bring both middle linebackers, you cross them. Braylon Allen, again, this is the second time I've noticed, did a great job of bowing up on the first linebacker. He comes to the other linebacker that crossed. He comes in untouched. Mordecai does a great job of just getting rid of the football. And I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
A little hand fighting both ways.
I don't think that should be a flag at all. It's both guys going for it.
Maybe with that left arm of Pauling tugging on Gushigan a little
play.
Bit.
The coach has now elected to decline the foul. It's fourth down.
All right. So Jake Dicker turns that down. It's fourth down and eight at the 11-yard line. So Luke Fickell, again, just trying to get points here. He'll send Nathaniel Vakos back out there. To try to make it a 24-9 game. Vakos has been good from 49 and 34. This will be a 29-yard attempt from the right hash mark. Everybody's set. Peter Bowden snaps. Gavin Myers will hold. Snap clean. Ball down. Kick is in the air, and it is good. And Vakos is 3 for 3 here in this first half. We'll keep it here. With 21 seconds left of the break, Washington State 24, Wisconsin 9.
It's an interesting decision. You have a 10-yard or 15-yard pass interference call. 15-yard pass interference call, and I think that kind of goes to show you that I think Washington State is fine. We'll give you the points. Let's get out of here, 24-9. So I think that was a big drive for Wisconsin to just get some points. Again, you can't go on the road, turn the football over, and kick field goals in the red zone.
Yep.
That is a recipe to get run out of the gym. And right now, I think Wisconsin should feel pretty good in the fact that when you turn it over and your offense gives up points, to be down 24-9, because it could be much worse than what it is.
Yeah, really good. Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 8 plays, 64 yards. It took a minute, 47 seconds. 24-9, Washington State leads Wisconsin. Jack Van Dyke is ready to kick off. And Jack runs up and pounds this one deep, and that's going to sail beyond the end zone. And now we'll see how Dickert will play it. And his coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, from the 25-yard line. The Cougars do have one timeout.
Normally, I would say, yep, take a knee, go in. But with the new age of continue to try to pile on points, I still think if you're Washington State, take a knee, you're happy. You don't want to do anything crazy. So as this is going, though, you got 21 seconds in college football is eternity.
This has all the look of a take a knee here for Washington State. Chance for Luke Fickell and the guys to regroup at halftime. The Badgers will get the ball to start the second half as Ward under center takes a snap, drops to a knee, and that will get this game to halftime at Martin Stadium in Pullman. So the Cougars jumping on their Big Ten opponent here in this game. The Badgers down, but certainly not out, trailing by 15 as we hit halftime. A score at the half, Washington State 24, Wisconsin 9. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report. He's back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger. Ball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely, high of 70. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Historic Point Boss for their campfire cooking workshop on Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn basic fire building and primitive cooking methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking on an 1850s kitchen range. Pre-registration is required. Cost is $15. Call 715-459-1722 to register. Boys and girls ages 4 to 10 years old are welcome to gear up and give hockey a try for free on Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Southwood County Rec Center. Pre-registration is required. Go to the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association Facebook page.
Led to a touchdown. Well, one is a strip sack that gets recovered and taken into the end zone for a touchdown, and the other one led to a short field, but Washington State didn't score on that drive. Nonetheless, big plays. 8 of them for more than 10 yards in the first half for Washington State. And no time, not enough time to operate for Tanner Mordecai, and all day for Cameron Ward, who is very evasive and very skilled at the quarterback position. So we played 30 minutes of this one. It is Washington State 24 and Wisconsin 9. Come back with a scoreboard update in just a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide-open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
We continue at the half at Martin Stadium in Pullman, Washington. Mike Heller with you. Let's check around. Well, first I'll tell you here the halftime score is Washington State 24 and Wisconsin 9. Let's check around the Big Ten. Games in progress right now. Charlotte leads at Maryland. That's 14-9 Charlotte at the half. The Terrapins won their opening game and going to have to come from behind in this one. Minnesota leads beginning at the third quarter. The Gophers leading Eastern Michigan by a count of 10-6 in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Rutgers leads at the halftime 13-0 over Temple. Michigan earlier, these games are final. Michigan beat UNLV 35-7. The Wolverines improved to 2-0, and again, they're doing their work without Jim Harbaugh as their head coach for the opening few games of the season. The number 2-ranked Wolverines now 2-0. Number 5-ranked Ohio State pulled away from Youngstown State later in that one. Marvin Harrison Jr., 7 catches, 160 yards, a couple of touchdowns, 35-7 Buckeyes over Youngstown State. Penn State, number 7 in the country, ran away from Delaware, 63-7 is the final in that one. They'll be on the road at Illinois next week. Colorado, number 22 in the country, beat Nebraska 36-14. Nebraska made a ton of mistakes in that game. Purdue knocked off Virginia Tech 24-17. That game was delayed quite a bit by thunderstorms in the area at Va Tech. Purdue with a big road win 24-17 at Virginia Tech. Iowa scored 20 points, but 7 of them came on a pick six. So again, the offense not doing great shakes. They win 20-13 against the Iowa State. Against Iowa State on the road. So the Hawkeyes now 2-0 with a road win. Michigan State beat Richmond 45-14. Northwestern beats UTEP 38-7. On Friday night, it was Indiana over Indiana State. And Illinois got beat at Kansas. The Illini got beat 34-23. And Brett Bielema's Illini takes on Penn State a week from now. Top 25 scores from earlier in the day. These games all final. Georgia, number 1 in the country, 45-3 over Ball State. Notre Dame won on the road at North Carolina State, 45-24. Number 12, Utah beat Baylor, 20-13. K-State, number 15 in the country, all over Troy, 42-13. Clemson, 66. Charleston Southern, 17. And 20th-ranked Ole Miss wins at 24th-ranked Tulane, 37-20. It is Miami upsetting number 23, Texas A&M in Miami, 48-33. That is the final there. The scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Junk Gaming Madison and Ho-Junk
Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud partner of UW Athletics. We continue at the half in just a moment. It is Washington State 24, Wisconsin 9. At the break, you're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Want my tip for how to lower stress during fall prep? Head to Kohl's. I just went and found epic deals you don't want to miss that made getting ready for sweater weather so much better. I found super soft bath towels and pillows for just $3.99, cute long sleeve tees for myself at $7.99, and shoes for my whole family at just under $35. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want to get what you need for low temperatures, low stress, and low prices, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Mike.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We continue at the half from Pullman, Washington. It is Washington State 24 and Wisconsin 9. As I mentioned in the opening segment of the halftime, statistics can lie because total yards actually favor Wisconsin in this one. Passing yards are even. Rushing yards just 27 for Wisconsin and 3 for Washington State. But that also might be a little bit misleading as the sack yardage is involved in some of that as well. We welcome in Bill Schmidt. He is the host of the postgame show along with Tim Scott, who will take you after this game finishes. And Bill, what it seems like here, at least through 30 minutes of football, is that Cam Ward is elusive and has time to work, and Tanner Mordecai also can be elusive but has not had enough time to work. The two strip sacks are the big story of the first half.
Yeah, and might be the most frustrating part of it, Mike, is not being able to protect Mordecai, who has shown now ability to deliver the goods when necessary. You're exactly right. Ward, elusive enough, but he has been way too comfortable. I know Tausch was all over it last week while we were at Camp Randall. Snyder was way too comfortable last week for the Buffalo Bulls. And this week, Cam Ward has been able to slice and dice and make his own decisions. That being said, Mike, those stats are what they are for a reason. Wisconsin, it might not feel like it after 30 minutes, still very much in this game for the next 30.
They go back-to-back on the strip sacks. I don't know what you saw from Jack Nelson at left tackle, yeah, but he got beat a little bit inside and then got beat easily and quickly on the outside.
The second move is just beautiful from Stone. He sets it on up. Tausch was kind of alluding to it where he just slaps that outside hand down, and Jack wasn't able to recover with his feet. You do, though, believe and hope and need your returning left tackle, one of the guys that was a bridge dude in this transition. You need a little bit more from him. You need a little bit more from the entire unit because on the ground, now, don't know how much they're going to be able to run here in the second half with the score being what it is. You do still need to be able to move some bodies and move some people around if you're going to get something going offensively.
Billy, to me, that's one of the big stories of the first half is Wisconsin has Ches Malusi 6 for 16 on the ground. Braylon Allen just 2 carries for 4 yards.
Yeah, just not enough. And last week into the second half, right, it was running the football that was a heavy dose of Chez, heavy dose of Braylon late into the third and fourth quarter, which was the recipe for some success. Again, I don't know how much you can lean into it here, Mike, still with the score being what it is, but you can't get it all back in one. You know it's still a two-possession game. You still have to run your stuff, and you might still have to lean on the ground game just a little bit more than you did in the first half.
Billy, last quick one. Wisconsin starts the second half with the ball down two scores. What has to change?
What has to change is Tanner Mordecai needs to feel confident in the pocket. And whether or not that means that he has ample time, he needs to feel confident enough to stand in and deliver the ball on time and on target. Ward showed that a little bit as well. He hasn't been hit much today, but still has been able to stand on in and deliver the ball. That's something that Mordecai is going to have to be a little less jumpy because this front is not turning it down for the Cougs in the second half.
Very good. Thank you, Billy. Bill Schmidt and Tim Scott will take you through the postgame show. At the half, it is Washington State 24 and Wisconsin 9. Coming up next on the Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boy!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
And Washington State leads Wisconsin at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, buildingwisconsintogether.com. Total yards aren't as lopsided as you might think. 213 for Washington State, 172 for Wisconsin. All but three of Washington State's yards coming through the air. Cameron Ward has been pretty comfortable for the most part. Badger defense played better late, but 14 to 20, 171 yards, two touchdowns. Lincoln Victor with a throw on a double pass, a backwards pass to the receiver, and then he connected 39 yards, and then he scored on the one-yard touchdown catch a play later. Mordecai for Wisconsin, 13 of 19 for 145 yards. Sacked a couple of times, has lost a couple of fumbles, including a scoop and score, both on backside hits from the defensive end, Ron Stone. Third down today so far, Cougars 3 out of 7, the Badgers 3 out of 8. Wisconsin running game not there. Chez Malusi, 6 carries, 16 yards. Braylon Allen, 2 carries for 4 yards. And that is it. Cougars lead by 15 at the half. A little while ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, the last two defensive possessions seemed like you started to get some pressure on the quarterback. Were you able to change some things to create a little more chaos?
Yeah, we had to start getting after him a little bit more. And, you know, they're doing a good job up front sometimes when, you know, we can't get him out of the pocket and run him down right now. So we've created some other things, but that wasn't working. So we've got to find some more ways to get after the quarterback.
30 minutes of game left. What's your message going to be to the team coming in the half?
We'll find out what we're made of. This is what we trained for, man. We played a really poor first half, and now we've got to find out what we're made of.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Patrick, Luke, thank you very much. I was taping something with Luke earlier in the week, and I said there's kind of a you and I have kind of joked about a kind of a warped mentality at times with coaches because you have to be because you know you're going to hit rough stretches. Now you want to see how you handle it. Well, it's pretty rough. Let's see how this team can handle it here tonight.
Yeah, and now you're really going to see it because last week it was, you know, you never really felt threatened. You knew you were going to kind of turn things on. And the second half last week was much better than the first. And in order to make this comeback against Washington State, you're going to have to be a lot better. And it starts with not turning the football over and getting after the quarterback. I like what I saw the last two or three drives from this Wisconsin defense. The first, you know, really quarter and a half, it was comfortable. It was way too easy. That's not happening. So now you hope that can stay with it and that this offense, you're going to need to see more from the running game. We all talked about the air raid, dairy raid, whatever you want to call it. Last week, I think, was the blueprint for how this football team is going to be effective, and I think they're going to need to do that here starting on this first drive.
They will get the second half kickoff. Colton Thieker ready to let her rip. Senior transfer from Cal Poly. Chimray, DK, Vinny, Anthony are deep, and the kick is away, and this will not be returned. It will be a touchback. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And on Wisconsin, the fight song that boosts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. Badgers starting at their 25-yard line.
See Phil Longo getting right in there, right with the O-line. Little words of encouragement, getting all the skill guys, quarterback. And this is a critical drive to get the tone set for this second half.
Will Pauling will come out slot to the right. Pauling and DK both with three receptions in the first half. DK with a terrific 41-yard catch in the first half of play. Jim Ray is out wide to the left. Mordecai will hand it to Ches Malusi, and he gets drilled by the linebacker Devin Richardson. And then cleaning up on the play was Nusi Mawani, the defensive tackle. And that is a very hard-earned one-yard gain for Ches Malusi.
Yeah, what you're seeing is Washington State wants to bubble things back and make the ball bounce, not letting these guys get vertical. That was an example of it right there.
Pauling slot right. Bryson Green wide to the right. Now Pauling will loop in motion to the left. Mordecai hands to Malusi. Slants off the right side. Has room 30, 35-yard line. Chaz across the 40. Good patient running. Found the hole and then shot right through it. Up to the 43-yard line. First down, Wisconsin.
Really great patience setting up the blocks. Wettig did a really nice job of getting out there and covering up a guy in space and allowing Braylon to pick up that first down. Chez the first down.
Jaden Hicks, strong safety, lost his hat. He'll come out for a play. Dominic Tatum, 5th-year senior out of Culver City, California, now in the secondary. Badgers at their 43-yard line, first and 10. A little more than a minute gone by third quarter, 24-9, Washington State. Movement up front, penalty markers fly. Let's see if it was the left side of the line for Wisconsin, and I believe it was.
Offense, number 79, 5-yard penalty, first down.
And working against Ron Stone and the plays that Stone made in the first half, it's going to make you a little bit jumpy.
Yeah, I feel it. I mean, you can see what is going on inside of a head sometimes. And when you get beat a couple of times, you want to be off the ball a little quicker and you want to get in position faster. And that time, Nelson moved a little bit early.
Luke Fickell is irate.
Offside.
Oh.
Correction. Delay a game. Defense using signals causing the offense to react.
Yeah, that's what might have been what the ball coach for Wisconsin might have been chirping about. So sometimes when you make an argument, it works for you. So make it first and five after
That's
all
much
of that.
Better. Yeah. Much better.
Well done, Luke. Ball at the 48-yard line of Wisconsin, first and five. Pauling slot to the left. Bordolini sends it back to Mordecai. Hands off to Belushi. To Belushi, beg your pardon. Crashing over the right side of the line. He is met by the cornerback Cam Lampkin. After a gain of about four to the 48 of the Cougars, second down and one.
That's all you can ask for. You block down, you have a nice little kickout block. Get your tailback, whether it's Chez or Braylon, out on a safety or a corner. Let them go to work.
Lucy is out there now. Two receivers left with Pauling in the slot. Green to the right. Snap to Mordecai. Makes the handoff. Backpedals. Winds up. Throws it deep down the middle. Wants DK and overshot him. And very good coverage from Shaw Smith Wade, their outstanding corner. But you take a shot on second and one. It's incomplete, so make it third and one at the Washington State 48-yard line.
Yeah, I like the idea there. You're trying to get a big spark play. We saw the big spark play coming out of halftime last weekend with Chez with his 89-yard touchdown run. And here, great opportunity. Second one, take a shot. Have your best receiver one-on-one. Overshot it. I think you're going to be looking at two down territory to pick up a yard.
Badgers have three tight ends out there. JT Seagreaves is out slot to the left. You got Tucker Ashcraft and Hayden Rucci right side of the formation. Seagreaves in motion, hand off to Lucy. Straight ahead for the first down, down near the 45-yard line of Washington State. The defensive end, Brennan Jackson, who had a scoop and score in the second quarter, makes the stop. First and 10 at the 45 of the Cougars.
Yeah, the three tight set. You have a little motion coming out and just going to go. I'm going to get vertical and I'm going to pick up that first down. Nice job there by Wisconsin's front.
And Braylon Allen in there for Wisconsin now. Three receivers left. Bryson Green to the right. Allen to the right of Mordecai. Snap to Tanner, one pump, looking, throwing, left side. Ashcraft could not handle it. Oh, he dropped the ball at the 25-yard line. Shaw Smith Wade over there defensively. Badgers had what they wanted, but the freshman unable to pull it in. Second and 10 for the Cougars, 45.
Love the route combination. You have Chimray DK basically running a post, and the safety goes with that. Ashcraft broke it off beautifully, well thrown, just couldn't come down with the catch.
Ashcraft, slot left, DK wide left, Pauling slot right, Green wide to the right. Pauling loops in motion to the left. Mordecai will hand to Allen, trying to pick his way over right guard, and he'll fight his way to about the 42. Gain of three, Jackson is there, among others for Washington State, and Wisconsin has a third and seven at the Washington State 42-yard line. 3 minutes gone by, third quarter, 24-9. Washington State leads Wisconsin.
Love the approach there. That you're still being physical. You pull left guard, pull left tackle, kick out, get a little bit, pick up three or four, set up a third and six coming up.
Pauling slot left, DK wide left, Green to the right. Aiden Rucci, wing on the right side, back to throw Mordecai, drops it off. Allen the catch, and they converge on him right away. And then he ran into his own teammate, Michael Furtney, and the play gets nothing to the 42-yard line of Washington State. It's now fourth down and seven for Wisconsin. And Luke Fickell will send on the punting unit.
That was, I think it looked like you're trying to set up a screen, and the timing was just off. The ball came out too quick. The key to a good screen, you allow that pass rush, and you let your lineman get out there, set up a blocking. It was not set up and was not executed very well.
Line of scrimmage, the 47 of Washington State. Atticus Bertrams hesitates a bit, punches it up there, and Will Pauling camps under it and kills it at the one-yard line. Terrific work from the freshman punter Bertrams, as well as the gunner, Will Pauling, and the Cougars at their one-yard line. First and 10 with 10:54 left in the third quarter, 24-9, Washington State leading Wisconsin.
You could say a lot. The offense not being able to run the football or not doing it as much. Special teams has been very, very good tonight so far.
Yeah, it really has. Dacos 3-for-3 in the field goals and a terrific punt from Bertrams. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Now, Washington State got a turnover, scoop and score in the second quarter. Let's see if maybe the Badgers can come up with something here.
Be a nice time for one of those snaps. We haven't seen a bad snap since the first play of the game. Saw a couple last week. We'll take it.
Works for me. From the 1 yard line of Washington State, first and 10. Play clock is at 8. Ward deliberately gets him set. He's 5 yards deep in the end zone. And he'll hand it off, and it's batted back to Ward, and he'll throw it up and away. The ball was knocked loose from the key of Watson. It went back to Ward.
Foul for intentional grounding. A receiver is in the area of the pass. Second down.
Well, he was in the state.
Well, but
definitely
I don't know.
Not out of the pocket.
Isn't this border pretty tight here, isn't it, with Idaho?
Oh, boy.
Can we review that?
No.
He was definitely not out of the pocket. And, man, we got what we were looking for. Fumble Roosky ball on the ground. I guess you have to give him credit for getting rid of the football, but that should have been grounding.
Break for the Cougars on a couple of fronts. Had it been grounding, it would have been a safety. Snap to Ward on second half of their own one. He'll pull it down and run. He gets across the 5-yard line and brought down by Muma Jungmeta at the 7. By the way, Jake Chaney's still in there at the linebacking core along with Jungmeta. At a high snap of the shotgun, trying to run it down as Ward in the end zone, and he'll throw it to the right, and it's jarred loose, incomplete. Preston Zachman labeling Sheffield.
Incomplete pass. Fourth down.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious it was an incomplete pass. He threw it. It was broken up. The ball hit the turf, so... The rule book says that's an incomplete pass.
Not a fan of this ref, huh?
Talks too much.
Well, we're getting the snaps that we asked for. 2 out of 3 plays. I give Ward a lot of credit because it is not easy. You're sprinting back. You're in the end zone. You know, you could Orlovsky it and end up sprinting out of the backfield. He stays in and is able to deliver the football. And a punt here is a huge win for Washington State.
Line of scrimmage, the 7-yard line. Haber, about 8 yards deep, steps to his right. And the kick is away. DK waving everybody away as it bounces away from him. Now he scoops it up across the 50, 45 to the 40-yard line and out of bounds. Good hands by Chimray DK, like a shortstop ranging into the hole to come up with it. A 45-yard punt, 15 on the return. And the Badgers are in business, and we have a timeout of the field. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.com. Dot jobs. We'll step away. 10:13 left in the third quarter. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Upgrade your home with quality appliances including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Get a stainless steel, fingerprint-resistant dishwasher, refrigerator, microwave, and electric range with the Whirlpool Appliance Suite. And save over $1,800 after sale price and 11% rebate. Good through September 10th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 10:13 left in the third quarter. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 9. A nice punt return from Chimray DK as the Badgers at the Cougars' 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was a great play because the punter does a rugby-style kick and the ball starts rolling. And, again, the special teams today has really kind of hung in and kept this game within striking distance by the hidden yardage. And that's a case there where it doesn't seem like it was some big play. He didn't take it to the house. But what he did do is he picked it up, and that's an aggressive play, got north and south and picked up another 8 or 9 yards, setting up Wisconsin at the 35 going in rather than it being at the 50-yard line. Those 15 yards makes a big difference.
You got to cash in here. Big opportunity for the Badgers to get back into this game, trailing 24-9. Still all kinds of time. 10-13 left in the third quarter. DK wide left. Falling slot left. Bryson Green to the right. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Hayden Rucci wing on the right side. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Allen. He'll toss it right side. Back shoulder. And it's pulled down by Bryson Green inside the 20 near the 15-yard line. They'll mark right at the 15. First and 10 Wisconsin, but a penalty marker is on the play. See what we have.
An eligible player downfield. Offense number 63. 5-yard penalty. First down.
I don't know about that. We'll have to see this on replay. That is one of the things that is always tricky with this run-pass option. You don't know if the ball is going to come out. Your job is to get physical, move, get down the field. You don't necessarily always know if it's a pass. I don't know if they got Tanner on that, but they called it, and they're going to take the yardage.
So it's first and 15, Wisconsin, at the 40 of Washington State. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai looks over the defense, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, fires over the middle. That's caught by Pauling inside the 30. Sam Lockett will cover him up at the 28-yard line. It's a gain of 12, second down and 3. Pauling slot on the right side now with Green wide. DK and Rucci to the left. Snap to Mordecai. Tanner throws left side, caught on the flat by Allen, but there was nothing he could do with it as he got knocked to the ground by Kyle Thornton, the linebacker. That's a loss of a yard. And they're just on Braylon Allen right now. Maybe a loss of 2. Third down and 5, Wisconsin at the Washington State 30-yard line.
Yeah, really nice tackle there. That was not a great throw. Nice grab by Braylon, but it would have been probably better if he didn't.
Pauling, Rucci, and Green tight to the right. DK wide to the left. Third and 5 for the 30 of Washington State. Mordecai looks the throw. He sends it over to Green, right side, makes the catch inside the 25, inside the 20, and Bryson Green takes it down to the 16-yard line. Jaden Hicks, the strong safety on the tackle, and a huge third down conversion. The Badgers back into the red zone, brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Love the adjustment there. You have an offensive lineman, Nelson, gave up a couple, and your strategy is to just let the guys block. Put Braylon over there, chipped on Stone, gave you a little extra time, picked up that first down.
Hayden Rucci, the tight end, motions left to right on first and 10 for the 16-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff on the slant, caught by DK, inside the 10, Shimre DK, down to the 6-yard line. Shaw Smith-Wade on the tackle. That is right at the first down marker. Maybe not just shy of it. In fact, they'll spot at the 7, second down and 1.
Love that. From up here, it looked like a run play, and obviously that was a call. And Mordecai just pulled it, made a great strike, picked up a quick 9.
Rucci, Pauling, and Green tight to the right. Now Rucci motions left. DK out to the left. Allen, the running back. Second and 1 for the Cougars, 7-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff, pops it to Rucci. He'll catch inside the 5, and he's chopped down by Lockett. Inside the 5, they'll mark at the 2. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin. Halfway through the third quarter, 24-9 Washington State.
Love that. Move the pocket a little bit. Let Mordecai get out. Put a ton of pressure on that linebacker to either determine, I'm going to come up and take Mordecai, or I'm going to stay back, allowing Rucci to pick up the first down.
Mordecai will go under center. Braylon Allen and Ches Belusi, the backfield combo. The Badgers late getting their personnel organized. Now Tucker Ashcraft checking in. Play clock is at 10. Coming off is Belusi. And now a timeout is taken. Again, a little personnel confusion. And, man, you hate to use a timeout with this much time remaining. You might need it late. But no choice here, as the Badgers were just not organized. So this will be a full timeout. We'll step away. 6:54 left in the third quarter. Washington State 24, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You- You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants.